As we speak, Congress is debating a bill that would pull the plug on one of the shadiest campaign practices in American politics. I'm talking about raising and spending what's known as soft money. The American Heritage Dictionary, 4th edition, lists lots of meanings for the word soft. Most synonyms are benign, but trust me, when it comes to political money, soft is truly a four-letter word. Soft money abuses were never contemplated in the Federal Campaign Reform Act of 1974, a bill designed to clean up the stench of Watergate. That law imposed limits on gifts to candidates: $1,000 for individual donations, $5,000 for political action committees, plus it barred candidates from accepting corporate or union funds. But an exemption was made for political parties. They were allowed to accept donations from corporations and unions and wealthy individuals in any amount for so-called party-building activities, like getting out the vote. Well, it didn't take long for creative minds to stretch that little exemption into a loophole that turns the 1974 Act on its ear. Here's how it works. Let's say Enron, or the Teamsters, decide to donate $300,000 to George Bush or his congressional rival, Senator Tom Daschle. No can do, says the 1974 Act. That would break the limits on contributions to individual candidates and the prohibition on federal representatives taking corporate and union money. Oh, very well, says the corporation. Then we'll give the dough to our favorite candidate's political party. Wink, wink. Under the loophole, the party then accepts the $300,000, and then they spend it on the candidate in question. It's all perfectly legal, see, because the dough that reaches the candidate is no longer illegal corporate or union money, it's now party money. Laundering, you say? Supporters of soft money would say that just shows how unsophisticated you are. They probably prefer a euphemism like the political money two-step, or maybe miracle wash. A lot of Americans are calling on their representatives to reject the soft money scam. They're saying they aren't asking for miracles. They just want to ban one little four-letter word. This is Les Aucoin.